This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Jammu and Kashmir, an overall voter turnout of 24.1% was recorded till 11 a.m. in the second phase of assembly polls today. Our correspondent reports that long queues of enthusiastic voters were seen waiting for their turn to exercise their right to vote. Voting began at 7 a.m. across all 3,502 polling stations in 26 assembly segments of 6 districts in the Union Territory amid tight security arrangements. About 25.78 lakh voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and smooth polling. Assembly elections are being conducted in 3 phases in the Union Territory. Over 61% polling was recorded in the first phase of assembly elections on September the 18th, while the third phase of elections covering the remaining 40 assembly segments will be held on 1st of October. The counting of votes will take place on 8th October. As the voting for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir begins, the Prime Minister has appealed the voters to cast their votes and play their important role in strengthening democracy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister also extended his congratulations to the young voters who are voting for the first time. A high-level delegation of senior diplomats from 15 countries is visiting Kashmir today to witness the ongoing assembly elections. The delegation comprised diplomats from the US, Mexico, Guyana, South Korea, Somalia, Panama, Singapore, Nigeria, Spain, South Africa, Norway, Tanzania, Rwanda, Algeria, and the Philippines. The External Affairs Ministry said most of the embassies are represented by their chargé d'affaires and deputy chief of missions, while others are represented by political officers at minister-councillor and councillor ranks. The government's flagship initiative, Make in India, has completed 10 years today. During this period, the government has implemented several key measures that have revolutionized India's manufacturing landscape and strengthened our economic growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the completion of 10 years of Make in India initiative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined that Make in India illustrates the collective resolve of 140 crore Indians to transform the nation into a manufacturing and innovation powerhouse. He reiterated the government's commitment to encouraging Make in India through all possible ways. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has expressed hope that the Joint Committee of Parliament constituted to review the Waqf Amendment Bill is likely to submit its report by the first week of the upcoming winter session of Parliament. He said more than 1 crore representations have been received so far by the committee. India has become the third most powerful nation in Asia, surpassing Japan in the Asia Power Index. The Asia Power Index report for 2024 indicated that strong post-COVID economic growth has led India to increase its economic capability by 4.2 points. The report also highlights that India performed well across all other resource measures, especially in future resources, where its score rose by 8.2 points. Meanwhile, global brokerage company Goldman Sachs has said that India is poised to be among the fastest-growing economies till 2030. According to the New York-based global brokerage company, India's earnings have started to stabilize over the past few years, with mid-teen profit growth momentum that might sustain until 2030 due to strong GDP growth and positive investor sentiment. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, has said that India is committed to achieving the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal of ending HIV and AIDS as a public health threat by 2030. While addressing a high-level side event on revitalized multilateralism, recommitting to ending tuberculosis together at the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, she highlighted the country's role as the world's largest supplier of antiretroviral drugs, supplying over 70% of global medicines in the category. In SAF, a South Asian Football Federation Under-17 Football Championship, India defeated Maldives 3-0 in the final Group A match at the Chang Limithang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.